پاکستان میں ہر سال آسٹریلین ہائی کمیشن آسٹریلیا ڈے کی تقریبات مئی کے مہینے میں منعقد کرتا ہے۔ اس سال آسٹریلیا ڈے ان اسپرنگ 2016 کی تقریبات منعقد ہوئیں، جن کا خاص تھیم یا موضوع نوجوانوں کے ساتھ بہتر ہم آہنگی تھا۔ اس موقع پر آسٹریلیا سے جیمز اور ڈیڈن نے بھی شرکت کی، جو پیپر پلین یعنی کاغذی جہاز بناتے ہیں اور یہی ان کا روزگار ہے۔ بچوں اور اسکول کے طلبہ و طالبات میں آسٹریلیا کے یہ پیپر پلین بنانے والے بہت مقبول رہے۔ ہمارے نمائندے محمد فراز نے آسٹریلیا ڈے ان اسپرنگ کی کراچی میں ہونے والی تقریب میں شرکت کی اور جیمز اور ڈیڈن سے بات چیت کے علاوہ پاکستان میں آسٹریلیا کی ہائی کمشنر سے بھی بات کی۔ آسٹریلیا ڈے ان اسپرنگ کے حوالے سے تیار کی ہوئی یہ صوتی رپورٹ آپ بھی سنیے۔
آسٹریلیا اسپرنگ فیسٹیول 2016 کے حوالے سے کراچی کے مقامی ہوٹل میں مرکزی تقریب ہوئی۔ تقریب میں پاکستان اور آسٹریلیا کے مختلف شعبوں سے تعلق رکھنے والے افراد نے شرکت کی۔ آسٹریلیا سے آئی پیپر پائلٹس کی ٹیم لوگوں کی توجہ کا خاص مرکز رہی۔
تھینک یو جیمز فار گیونگ یور پریشس ٹائم فار ایس بی ایس اردو۔ ہاؤ از یور ایکسپیرینس سو فار ہیئر ان کراچی؟
Karachi is fantastic. Like lovely beaches, really warm, beautiful food. Just been exciting to see, you know, a new city and experience the culture as well.
Okay. Tell me about your story in your words.
My story, okay. I grew up in Australia in a very small country town, Lismore, and I grew up without a TV, so didn't have those things in my childhood. So my backyard was my playground, and I experienced a lot of nature by sharing the outdoors with my friends and family. And I think that really instilled in me a kind of desire and a fascination of nature and flight and those sorts of things. And it wasn't until I was at university a lot later, when I was 21, where I came across a paper plane competition, which led to the start of my journey as a paper pilot. Paper planes is very universal, and everyone, even myself, have learnt a paper plane design from my family or from friends, and I think that sort of thing is very universal. And paper planes is the same in every language. People love and relish the opportunity to fold a beautiful plane.
Let me ask Dylan.
You know what, when I was told I was coming to Pakistan, I was wondering the same thing, and now that I've taught kids in Pakistan how to make paper planes, I know that kids are the same no matter what country they come from. They understand the same visual cues that you give them when you're teaching them how to make a different fold or a different design. They have the same problems when they're folding in different parts of the plane as well, the same little things they ask questions about that Australian kids would. And I think at the end of the day, when they go to throw their planes, they're exactly the same. You couldn't tell them apart if you put them all in a big group. They all love to just let them fly and see what they do, and then make them better a bit as well as picking up your plane and tweaking it to do a better thing. But it just proved to me that kids are the same in every country, and paper planes are just one of those things that every kid in the world can get involved in.
And learning through play is just so easy. People don't notice that they're learning something when they're enjoying themselves, and we just saw that today with all the kids here in Karachi. It was just fantastic.
I think I had a couple of kids ask me about the job that I have, the real job that I have, and when I told them that I fly paper planes for a living as a job, and I can make that into a company and a job, then that it just opens their whole world, because then they can see that they can be creative and they can come up with different things to kind of be their career or make money, and it doesn't have to go down the same paths as you think. And whether you're in Australia or you're in Pakistan or the UK or USA, I think the same inspiration applies.
تقریب میں شریک آسٹریلیا کی ہائی کمشنر مارگریٹ ایڈمسن نے پاک آسٹریلیا تعلقات پر SBS سے بات کی۔
Well, thanks very much indeed for the opportunity to reach out to our community in Australia this way. I've been here since the very end of June, just at the beginning of Ramzan, actually in 2015. And I would say that so far the experience of my term in Pakistan has been a very positive one. I've been very warmly welcomed. I think my predecessor left behind a very positive record of his efforts here, and on the basis of his, and indeed his predecessors as well. And I think that points to the long relationship that we enjoy as two countries, stretching back really in terms of our people-to-people links. way back to the 19th century. And we are both, of course, Commonwealth countries. We have a passion for cricket. So all of these factors, including also the fact that we have, of course, a very well-established Pakistani community in Australia. And as I said before, it's a delight to communicate with them in this way. I had a lovely send-off by many members of the Pakistani community before I came to Pakistan, and they helped me with many briefings about what to expect. So to round off, just to say that my first months here have been very positive, and I have been very, very warmly welcomed wherever I have travelled.
So it's been almost an year. How is your Urdu?
Thank you for that question, Shukriya. My Urdu has commenced in terms of some lessons, and I will do my very, very best over the time that I am here to unlock the code of Urdu. I am delighted to say that in comparison to some other languages that I have learned, that it is a very logical language, and so I do believe that my understanding at least will pick up quite quickly, and I have started also to learn the script.
Australia and Pakistan sharing very good relationship. What do you think that still there is need to be done?
I think it is indeed being noticed all over the world that there is in this region the prospect of stronger regional connectivity. And we often use the term economic integration. This is the least economically integrated region of the world. And there, of course, are many obvious reasons for that. But as the connections between the regional countries commence to build in terms of trade, in terms of infrastructure connectivity, I think it's certainly the case that we are seeing an increase of attention from around the world, and that certainly will include companies in Australia who have their eye on opportunities on a global basis. We are seeing delegations arriving in Pakistan from countries as far away as Italy and Spain, and I'm aware also of interest from Germany. So a number of European countries have delegations coming here. Also, I've noticed delegations coming from Japan, as well as a range of other European and Asian countries. And of course, the CPEC, or the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor, is slated to deliver some very important infrastructure to improve, for example, energy reliability, power reliability, important road connections. So all of these developments, I think, point to a increasing tempo of economic activity, both in Pakistan, but also in the wider region. Pakistan, just of itself, of course, offers a very substantial market as the sixth largest population in the world. And there are, of course, growing numbers of middle class here in Pakistan as consumers of commercial products and services. So again, all of that is being noticed. And I think that with the improvement in the security situation here in the country, that this will also be a very important element as companies consider where they are interested to do business or to invest. Certainly, when Foreign Minister Bishop visited Pakistan in May of last year, she observed that the level of trade and investment was one area of the relationship that really needed some work on both sides.
ये थी पाकिस्तान में ऑस्ट्रेलिया की सफीर मार्गरेट एडमसन, जिनसे हमारे पाकिस्तान में मुकीम नुमाइंदे मोहम्मद फराज बात कर रहे थे। और यहीं पर ऑस्ट्रेलिया डे इन स्प्रिंग की तकरीबात का जिक्र खत्म हुआ।